When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. And a unique musical request for you, Fancy Brian. I asked you for a little bear sex song. What'd you play for us?
I brought in Rocket by Def Leppard because you gave me a 10-second window to choose bear or sex, and I got confused because with a guy of my stature, all sex is bear sex.
CPAC. I mentioned the big CPAC conference happened down in Orlando this weekend. Candace Owens, you know her, sort of the pretty African-American woman, the one Trump black friend, you know, not named Lace or Diamond or whatever they are, Diamond and Silk, my bad.
Clay and Buck and Diamond and Silk or what? I don't, why?
Well, Clay and Buck are a couple of white dudes.
But my point is their names are like, they're becoming more like wrestlers. They're becoming wrestlers.
I think I saw Jimmy Superfly Snuka at the big CPAC event. First he gave a speech, then he jumped from the turnbuckles. But here is why I bring up right-wing personality Candace Owens. She traveled to the annual Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando to host a town hall panel titled Pupil Propaganda and began by talking about bear sex. Did you ever have bear sex?
Like I said, all sex with me is bear sex. Although, I mean, it depends on how you're it depends on how much you're technically referring to the term. Either way, I have been featured in Bear Magazine, but let's move on.
Now I can't move on.
I did a shoot for a thing called Colossal Clothing, and that ad ran in Bear Magazine.
And Bear Magazine, is that like grizzlies or is that like big, hunky gay men?
Larger, hairy gay men. My brother is more that description in specific. I am more that in just physical.
Let's talk about bear sex for just a moment longer. Owens went on to explain how male bears sometimes kill and eat their own cubs in order to regain sexual access to the female bears. The kids get in the way.
That happens a lot.
Have you ever considered a second hotel room? We tried that in Vegas. Worked out nicely. She said it was the origin of the beloved conservative image of the mama bear and wondered what might be accomplished if conservatives drew greater inspiration from the bear fight to the death maternal instinct. And the American, maybe the bear just has a headache. Doesn't want any loving. Anyways.
I keep going.
Bear no means bear no. In the American context, Owen said it would be mean. It would mean protecting them from a different range of predators, starting with school boards, but also pharmaceutical companies, you know, because they might try to vaccinate your kids, politicians, and bureaucrats. Well, Trump's the one that threatened to be dating them in 10 years, right? Who accepted money to violate our children mentally and even physically, to, without our express consent, masking them, injecting them, sexualizing them through their education system, teaching them ideologies of hate, like critical race theory. When are the schools sexualizing the kids?
Because
I missed that day of class. I would have shown up early. Probably the first day I would have shown up early.
They might have actually enjoyed that class.
It's all part of the most important fight in the country, according to Candace Owens, the battle for our children against the state, particularly in the realm of education. You know, this is the new touch point for these wackadoos, right? It's the children. We're doing it for the children.
Mm-hmm.
More than any other subject, the battle against public education has represented the through line of CPAC so far, meriting multiple dedicated panels and at least a mention in a majority of the speeches delivered. Speakers like North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson made hay of the idea that parents protesting school boards were labeled domestic terrorists, whereas Missouri Senator Josh Hawley charged had the FBI siced on them. don't even know that word. Many suggested Democrats were seeking to indoctrinate our children, as talk show host Ben Ferguson claimed. Others mused on an imminent reckoning coming through elections from Congress to local school boards. Indoctrinate my kids.
Dude, there's teachers. They're supplying their own freaking Kleenex. Come on.
My kid's been taking driver's ed for the entirety months. I can't even indoctrinate my kid to finish up his driver's ed. The only reason he's done and he's eligible to go take this test, A, my wife had to strategically take him out to a parking lot driving a little bit just so he'd get a little taste. A little taste. That's all it took. And he completed the end. But that's the only indoctrination. I can't even indoctrinate my kid to want enough freedom to get his driver's license so he can drive away from my ass. What sort of indoctrination's going on, do you Republicans think exactly? And my kids, tomorrow the mask, the mandatory masks, end at the high school in Middleton. It's going to be a recommended but optional sort of thing. My kids, separate of me, as I'm driving them to school this morning, because the one kid hadn't got his driver's license yet. But as I'm driving the boys to school this morning, they're discussing amongst themselves what their thoughts will be. And you know what? Of their own volition, they both decided they're going to wear masks in class. And I'm thinking, that must be my wife's influence on them. Because they don't have not one scintilla of D-bag in them. She gives them all the good qualities. They aren't going to be like that. You know, despite the indoctrination, they might actually wear a mask out of courtesy to one of their classmates. You know, who might be immunocompromised. Not D-bags. You know, very troubling for the Republican sense. Does that mean I get... Never mind. I was going to ask about getting some bear sex, but... You know, I can't even get the kids out of the car at school. How am I ever going to get them out of the house? Get your driver's licenses already. Go out cruising with the girlfriends. Leave mom and dad alone. Come back. More Devils.
Rock it. Yeah. I'm afraid the strain was more than he could bear.
I find it sexy.
I'm going to be dating her in 10 years.